Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is for the last day in August, the 30th, 2026. I've been answering a question yesterday from an anonymous questioner who just merely said that he or she needs help and had too much pride to be able to get that help. And I understand that is a big problem in human beings. And then the second part of that question went like this. A part of me wants to get help, but there is a vast part of me that doesn't. I'm afraid of what my family and my friends will think of me because I don't want to be what they want me to be. What now? It's an interesting dilemma that people find themselves in, don't you think? I mean, it's really, really interesting. When you get down to the nitty-gritty of it all, what do we live for? Do you live to fit into a very sick society? I mean, the culture of our society, the manner of our society is very ill, very, very ill. And you would sacrifice yourself for a society like ours, one that thinks of itself as the most advanced civilization in the world, because we have this gigantic war machine and because we have finances, gigantic finances, and blah, blah, blah. You think that's what it's really all about? Money and war and money? I mean, if you look at our society, it is just dying in hatred, just living in the death of ultimate hatred. We like this, we don't like that, we love them, we hate them. What I'm asking you is, the part of you that wants the help, follow it. Follow it. Don't follow the evil. There is great evil in this world, and most people, they like evil. This is why our country, our world is the way it is. We like evil. Nobody wants to admit it, but we do. We like evil movies. We like watching people get slaughtered and killed in movies. We have no regard for people who need our help or want help or regard for young people. We think of them as castaways, throwaways, and basically they are because they've been not raised. They were just thrown to the wolves when they were younger. Get a job, learn how to survive, and good luck. That's basically the message. So when you start to look at your life and you start to see what is lacking, you will find what is lacking is love. Now, this is what I have found. So don't, you know, this is just my life and my work. The reason I see people the way they are is they were never loved. They live in suspicion, in doubt, in fear. They don't understand why they are the way they are, and where they are in this world has to do with the way they are on the inside. They just don't get it. They're not interested in understanding all of this at all, not at all. So when you start looking at your life and why you turned out the way you did, it all boils down to you were never loved. Now, this is not placing blame on your parents, okay? Because they are what they are, and they were what they were. And you're, you know, placing blame on people that hit a chord within us where we didn't mature and grow on our own is on us. You have to understand, we're not here to be shown who we are. You have to find out who you are. It would help if you knew you were loved. I won't lie about that. It is true. I wasn't loved, but I never stopped loving. I never stopped seeking love. And it took me on a gigantic journey that I could never tell you about in totality. But it brought me into a place where I got to see mysticism. I got to see what it means to really enter into the state of love, to let love live me rather than my suspicions and my doubts. You see, once you realize you're loved, you'll live loved. You will live not in suspicion, not in doubt, not in your last name, not in your first name. You will live loved, and you will know you're loved. You don't have to know why or from whence it came. You will just live loved. And that will change the way you operate, the way you approach everything in your life. You won't approach things from the idea, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, or I'm better than. You won't allow that to happen. You will simply live loved. And that means that you will enter into the highest form of your life and how it should be lived for you. It may not be the same for other people, but for you, this will be the highest form. And what an honor that would be. What a blessing that would be for you and for me to find out what it's like to live loved. Our rendezvous with people, the people we meet, the people that are important to us, this will change the whole thing about our life. We won't be living in the confines of how we were raised, what we were told to believe in, our genetic nature. We won't live in our gender. That won't be important to us. We won't live in our ethnic background. That won't be important to us. We will live free from all of that. That is what is important, to be free from the body, from the emotions, from our thoughts. You can do this. But will you do it? Well, that takes training. That takes practice. You have to have the ilk, the willingness to do this. And if you don't have the ilk, if you don't have the willingness, if you're not interested in what is beyond your persona, your personality, your ego, then you'll never make it. Never. I have people who have come to me over the years that I've worked with. They couldn't do the practice. They just couldn't do it because it didn't serve what they thought was the purpose of their life, which is to eat, drink, and be merry. That's what they thought. They thought they are here to have fun and eat and do whatever they want and have endless amounts of money. That's what they thought. But what did that get them? What? And then they go and they get some of that and they think, well, is this all there is? They can't come back and work on themselves. Their pride won't let them. Their vanity won't let them. They can't go out, you know, like, and realize the whole effort of what it is to squander your fortune and your life. Do you remember the biblical story of that? You know, it's true. We go out, we spend our life, and we don't live our life. We spend it. And we spend it on things that are foolish and unkind. The prodigal son kind of thing. And because that is the way we live, we miss. So, become humble. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are them that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. These three Beatitudes are the most important of anything we could ever learn in the course of our lifetime. And how few of us ever think about it or do it. But that's the essence of it all. We are mentally ill. We are emotionally ill. We are physically ill because we live in the conservatism of our conventional mind and we never mature. People generally never mature. I hope that helps you. I do. And you know my email address, and if I can be of service to you, you let me know. Anyway, I hope that helps my audience, who I dearly love, and I hope that it answers maybe some questions in you. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.